breath here. You know, I've known Greg for a long time, and I'm honored to be here, to be standing right here, and to be connected in any way, and to have started the flame that Lynn got a hold of and wouldn't let go of, and to be here and to mention that my associate during those days, Jerry Dunn, was the true director of the first one, and I helped him with the second one. And he is, I'm here on behalf of both of us. And this was after I met Greg LeMond. I was the national road coach for juniors in 1978. And this kid was on the team. We had quite a crew that year. I was very fortunate. And we had no idea the Tour de France. No American had ever ridden the Tour de France up until 1981. And, you know, people today say, well, you know, what's the big deal? Well, we were never good enough to be on a team that was good enough to get invited to the Tour de France. I mean, the possibilities were just, you know, it was some distant thing. But we started looking at this junior kid, and we had a couple of them that were very good and went on to have great careers. But this one, a little rough around the edges, we had to smooth out his style and his technique on the bike. But basically, he was geared to go. And to still be friends with Greg, you know, this many years later, and ride with him and stay in touch with him over the years and stop by his house in Minneapolis, and it's just been amazing. And he's always recognized me and did his best in the crazy high energy world that he's in. I just got too many stories, just too many of them. He's tried to limit me to a few, but to watch him go on and do what he did is just phenomenal. And to have anything to do with him in his younger days, and to be able to stay in touch with him and still go for bike rides with him at this day and, you know, this time of day, and he can still take time out and help me with my little junior team down in Connecticut. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And to know that when I made the call to him and Lynn said, gee, we're going to try to get somebody here, I said, well, don't worry about that guy, let me call Greg. And I call Greg, and getting through to Greg is, you know, that's top secret. But I got through to him, and he said, I'm there. You know, he said, we don't have a lot of money. You know, we know what your fees are. All this, he says, nah, that's not a problem. Major was a key part of my life. He was an inspiration to me, my whole career. Those were the words from the kid to me last November, December, when we called him. And he didn't know about it. He knew the major, but he didn't know this was happening. And so to know that the major influenced the guy that went out and won the Tour de France for the first time, and then for the second time, and then got horrendous and came back to win it the third time, that tells you quite a bit. So it's an honor for me to introduce your next speaker, Greg LeMond.